This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
6:47. Thanks for being with us here on WWL on your Friday. We're just talking about the new program that Uber is going to test to let female passengers select specifically female drivers because of complaints about some male drivers. One person texts us, I'd like to have the choice to pick a non-smoker of cigarettes or weed as my driver. Another says, I'm a male Uber driver and this will absolutely affect me, but I am totally in support and understand it because I've heard horror stories from women about Uber drivers who made them feel, quote, more than uncomfortable. So yeah, we'll see how this works out. And it's a pilot program that's starting in several other cities, and if they expand it. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us here on WWL First News. Black bears have been very successfully repopulated in Louisiana. So much to a point where we're hearing more and more stories about nuisance bears. And for the second year, we're hearing that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is having a lottery to help thin the population by allowing some people to hunt black bear. John Hanks is the large carnivore program manager with LDWF and joins us this morning. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad that you're here. We get questions about this all the time, last year and then again this year, about this black bear hunting lottery, as people, I think, are excited because it's something they haven't been able to do, most hunters, in their lifetime in Louisiana since the dwindling black bear population for so many years. Well, now there's a lot of black bear across the state, aren't there?
Yeah, there's probably about 1,500 across the state, with most of them being in that Mississippi alluvial valley from up there in the northeast corner of the state all the way down into the Atchafalaya Basin all the way to the coast and like St. Mary Parish.
All right. We see videos from people's Ring doorbells and surveillance cameras frequently, particularly in Tangipahoe and St. Tammany Parish around here, of bears going through people's trash or walking through their yard, hanging out on their driveways. That's becoming a more common sight these days.
Yeah, well, this time of year is kind of in their breeding season. That late June, July, early August is their breeding season. And the females don't breed till they're 3 to 5 years old, and they only breed every other year. So males will have these big search patterns or big, you know, they'll go on these big walks looking for a girlfriend. Sometimes they'll move 20 miles in a day.
That's determination. They really want to find that girlfriend, huh?
Well, you know, especially if she's only available every other year.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of wild.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. But, you know, the upper end of a male's home range can be 125 square miles. So they're an animal that moves a lot anyway.
Well, they've obviously been successful in finding those females because we do have a much healthier population. And that's why for the second year, you are now offering the opportunity for a few lucky hunters to hunt those black bear. Tell us about the lottery.
So the lottery this year will be in Bear Area 1, which is that coastal population, St. Mary, Iberia, Terrebonne. There's a map on the website or you can find on the internet, the Louisiana Bear Area Map. That's Area 1. Area 2 is kind of that Point Coupee, St. Landry, West Feliciana area. We'll have a few tags there, and then we'll be back in Area 4 where we were last year in Tensaw, which is our most dense bear population. So last year it was only in Tensaw. This year it will be combined with the Secretary's tag, and all three areas will be 26 tags. So 25 lottery and one Secretary's tag. So the
Secretary gets to award one tag to whoever the Secretary wants to? Is that how that works?
It's usually auctioned to a conservation organization or something like that.
That makes sense. All right, so for the folks who want the 25 other tags, what do they have to do in order to have an opportunity to get them?
Well, they need to go to our website. And of course, it's only open to residents. A non-resident landowner can enter the lottery, but if they were to win the tag, they would have to transfer it to a resident, because at this point in time, we don't have a non-resident license. Now, that might become in the future, but right now it's for residents only. So they'd go to our website, search for bear hunting, and go to bear lotteries, and you would have to go through an application process. And, you know, there's quite a bit of information there, and some of the lotteries require you to buy a bear hunting license prior to entering the lottery. Some do not. You don't have to buy until you're successful. So you need to read all the information there. And if you have any questions or any problems with it, just call your local wildlife and fisheries office, and we can help you walk through that.
All right. So in some cases, and I guess it's different based on the areas, you may or may not have to purchase that bear hunting license in order to enter the lottery. But everyone who enters the lottery has to at least pay a small fee, right, to be in the lottery?
It's $50 fee just to enter the lottery. And we have three types of lotteries. We have a landowner designee leasee. They're not required to buy a license unless they're successful. Then we have a general tag that is on land, on private land, but you don't have to own any land. That does require a license to be purchased before you enter. And then we have a WMA lottery up in Area 4 where you have to buy a license prior to entering the lottery.
How much is a bear license?
The bear license is $25, and it is not covered in any other license or your lifetime license. So you have to buy a bear license if you're going to bear hunt.
Okay, so for folks who don't own land in the areas where that's going to be allowed, that's $75 is your investment for a chance to get one of these bear tags to go hunt a bear and get yourself a bearskin rug, I guess. How many people entered last year, and how many do you expect to enter this year?
So last year it was about roughly 950 applications, but that may have been done by, I want to say it was around 650 or 700 actual people, because you may qualify for the landowner lottery and wish to enter for the general just to up your odds. Now, you can only win one, so if you were to actually, mathematically, it's possible that you could win two tags.
You're a super lucky person.
Yeah, super, super lucky. You should have bought a Powerball ticket if that was the case.
All right, but, so about 850 people bought them last year. How many do you think might do it this year?
I expect it to go up because we have more tags and more areas are open. I wouldn't be surprised if we had 2,000 applicants.
All right, but even that, those are not bad odds when you talk about lotteries. 25 out of 2,000, you know, chances are you're not going to win, but it's a whole lot better than those Powerball odds. So,
right.
John Hanks, thanks for joining us. And when is the last day people can get into the lottery?
So it opens July 28th and it closes August 28th. So it should open Monday and go for 1 month.
All right, so starting this coming Monday, do your research this weekend, folks. Get ready. You can enter on Monday. Thank you, John. We appreciate your sharing the information with us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as it moves forward to find out how that lottery is progressing.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Time to check on WWL traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.